Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Bala me so la yuru farma e Welcome to Reserve Radio, brought to you by ARCC, live on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day, Carlo Oxon, and my colleagues, Yobi and Easy, are not here today, and also my colleague, Pierre Bari, is not in the studio with me, but Pierre, if you are listening, I miss you, man, in the studio. And I wish you are doing very well, and we will catch up next week. So I will be the one bringing you all what is happening in the resettlement sector, and I will play you the music from all over the world. And this is a music from Mali. That's Basiku Kaveta Bala by from Mali. And our topic today is mental health issues, and what causes it, what can be done to prevent it, and where someone can go for help if it happens. Yep, welcome. If you have just joined us, you are listening to Reserve Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. This is Galwak Shol. I'm the host for today. And my colleagues are not in the studio, as I mentioned earlier, but they will be back on air again next week. And we will be catching up with other news updates. My colleague, Pierre Bati, is not here in the studio with me, but he will come hopefully next week. Pierre, if you are listening, miss you in the studio. Today, our topic today is mental health. Why I brought this up is because we have a lot of mental health issues in the resettlement sector. The issues regarding mental health are so huge and so unmanageable in the former refugee communities. And one of the reasons why we brought this up is because we are dealing with it in the work, in the communities, in wherever we are. this is what is happening because if you live in a refugee camp, you would understand what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that people are forced to leave their homes against their will. They do not choose to flee, and once you flee your home, you have lost properties, you have lost relatives, you have lost friends, and this is not easy to manage. Most of us fled when they were very young. They could not remember anything else apart from the horrors, from that pain of walking hundreds of miles and the pain of having no food for days, for weeks, for months, and in the wilderness as a child, figuring out how to survive a way of life you have never been through. This is what is happening in the resettlement sector. All those people have come through such a journey, and the healing process, it is not 1 month thing, it's not 1 week thing, it's not even 1 year thing, it's a process. It takes years. It might even take a generation, or generations for that matter. People come here to this country for a better life, but what is happening if you find yourself alone? No support, no one to turn to for advice, and you will be stressed out, and stress would lead to something else. So definitely it will lead to mental health, and this is what we are trying to talk about. Some of the facts that I have taken out from the websites, because I made a little research about what caused the mental health and what are the major issues of the mental health. I went to the website and took some information from the website, and it is all about, the feelings, the overwhelming of the issues you have inside you, the feeling of depression. And the feeling of depression is more than just feeling low. It's not all about feeling low. It's more than that, which happens to everyone. It can happen to everyone. It has no age line or anything. It can attack anyone as long as your situation take a different turn. It can happen to you. It can happen to your friend. It can happen to anyone you know. It is a much stronger and more powerful form of misery. Symptoms include altered sleeping. Your sleeping patterns might change. This is what they say. Emotional manifestations, not just sadness alone, but also feelings of being overwhelmed and a feeling of hopelessness, things like that. And a mindset marked by seeing the glass half empty all the time, and difficulties with concentration. Those are the symptoms. You can have a friend, and tomorrow he behaves differently, and you might ask yourself, what happened? Because things like that do happen. And if you have a friend, let's say you are a Kiwan, you have a friend who used to be a refugee in another country and moved to New Zealand and developed some behaviors trying to, not be friendly to you as he used to be, don't return that attitude or that behavior in the way he did, because he might be suffering from depression or stress or unsettling emotion. So that friend of yours might need help, because based on the background he comes from, you might study his background. And that's what you need to do to help him out. So we will come back and talk about what are the issues that can cause the mental health issues. It's a very big topic, and it needs a professional health professional, but I'm not health professional, but I can give you the basics that I have obtained from the website, and we will talk about it when we come back. So now I will play you a Bomale One Love, and this is all about loving one another, being together, and love one another when one of us is down. That's what the song is all about, and we can support one another in any way. Bob Marley is a legend of reggae, and he's always right in his songs.
Sana, de canción. Bien, Juan, bien, Juan, bien, Juan, que le hago y muy bien.
His name is Gordon Kong, and he's originally from South Sudan. He's now in Melbourne, Australia, and he was born blind, and he was born in the Civil War. He was raised in the Civil War, and he has suffered a lot. He got a big story. He got a heartbreaking story, but his song's all about support and comfort and how you can be yourself. And that's what he's talking about. You know, you can do anything you want to achieve whatever you want, in any way you want it. But put it in your mind, if you want it in a peaceful way, you will have a better results. That's what he's telling us. A powerful statement from a blind man, from a man who was born blind. That's what he is telling us. He's talking about the liberation of South Sudan when it was liberated, and encouraging everyone to come together, unite against the common cause. That's what he's saying, because individual cannot do much, but when people come together, they can do a lot. Like they say in Africa, you cannot clap by one hand, so you need both hands to clap. So you need a lot of, you need support, you need friends, you need people to come together. You cannot do it alone. Encouraging people, how people can work together. Welcome back. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Resident Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm Golok Shul. I'm your host for the day. And we have been talking about the mental health. Mental health issues, what is it and how can it be prevented? And let's start from the definition of the word mental illness. Mental illness can be defined in varieties of ways, and any language has its own definition of the mental health and what it is, what causes it. You know, people view it differently. Some communities take it seriously. Some communities do not. Some communities kind of ignoring it. But let's face it, what is it? What does it mean, and how can it be defined? I have my own way of defining it in my own language, but the University of California in LA has a different way of defining it. So it says mental illness refers to a wide range of mental health conditions, disorders that affect your mood, thinking, and behavior. Examples of mental illness include depression, you know, but I can also say this is a part of mental illness. So mental illness is not only depression, it can have different factors that come into it. So it can be anxiety disorder, it can be eating disorders, so it can cause it, or substance addictive behaviors also can contribute in that. And so mental illness has all those factors into it. Substance abuse or addiction, it can be part of it. So when we talk about substance abuse, it can be, you know, we are focusing on students, because the survey also says most of the people affected with this kind of disease are the students. The students are the most affected ones. And we also say these factors that cause mental health have variations. They differ. They have different causes. So if we talk about the addiction and the substance abuse in the students, it's always, you know, when the students go to college, especially when they go to the college far away from their homes, so their life change. And in the campus, a lot of things are happening there. You know, a campus can be an adult playground, but a lot of things get involved. You know, there are alcohol, drugs, they're all there available. And society pressure, you know, kicks in. So addiction is more than what we may think. So it is a repeated abuse of any substance. Could be drugs, could be a drinking behavior. You know, it could be a repeat of it. So it comes on its own set of dangers, including overdosing and the consequences of driving while under the influence. So these are the things that come under it. It's a part of it. It's a part of impairment of the judgment. Students can and will engage in risky behaviors involving everything from drugs abuse to anything that may not be safe to them. So it comes to the question of how can we identify the symptoms of those diseases that we just mentioned. And before we come to the signs and the system and the symptoms, I would say, the signs and the symptoms, we will talk about the breakdown of what percentage, you know, what percentage do we have in all of those. So the University of California, LA, says, according to the study of the Higher Education Research Institute that was conducted at the university itself, emotional health issues have become more common among entering freshmen. So, according to the view of the University of California, LA, those who easily get into that illness are the freshmen, you know, students who are, you know, first year, second year, especially the first year is the toughest one because they will deal with a lot of issues. The new environment might be new. A lot of things change there. You know, their perception changed. The environment changed them. That's how they put their statistics there. The proportion of students who say they felt frequently depressed rose to 9.5%. That was in 2014, and we are now in 2018. So this figure is not what is available now. And this is just a simple proportion, or a little proportion from what we might know or from the facts. So this is what is happening. These students reported missing classes. It happens all the time in the campus. Students miss classes frequently. They do. And their non-depressed classmates and also reported feelings of disengagement. This is what is happening when you get disconnected. So I'm coming to the point of what I'm trying to say here as a resettlement member of the community. If you disconnect yourself with your community, so you come into that behavior. So this is not for the students alone. The University of California in LA presents its case on the basis of the students, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this one can get into anyone, whether you are a student or you are adult or you are a young person, it doesn't matter. It has, you know, it attacks everybody. It is something that needs to be identified and can be handled. So if you see anyone coming from refugee background and behaves in a different way, so you can try to help him or support him. So the symptoms of mental illness can vary depending on the disorder, circumstances, and other factors. Mental illness symptoms can affect emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. Examples of signs and symptoms include feeling sad or down. Some of the students or some of the members in the community don't even talk to one another. So this could be a sign. But you can dip down into it. Either the person does not like to talk to people or there's something behind that silence. That's what it is. And the person is always confused. The person has confused thinking or reduced ability to concentrate. Lack of concentration is part of the symptoms. Excessive fears or worries or extreme feeling of guilt. I had a friend who was once a refugee in East Africa, and once he told me, you know, a lot of people are talking about him. I asked him, but where do they talk about you? He said, they come to this house and then they talk about me. And then I said, okay, so that person needs help immediately. It's not normal. So when you are hearing things or you are saying things that are not even relevant to the topic you are discussing with that person, so something is not right there. Something is not right. Excessive fears or worries or extreme feelings of guilt. Extreme mood change of highs and lows and withdrawal from friends and activities. You might have a friend today and tomorrow that friend is not there anymore. He might be associating with nobody in his circle. So withdrawal from the friends and activities. Things that he used to do with people, he will not be there. He will not be with friends anymore. He will not do things with his friends anymore. And this is the withdrawal. This is one sign of the mental illness. You can get detached. You can have delusions. You can have paranoia. You can have hallucinations, things like that. You may be able not to cope with daily problems or stress. I remember in parts of refugee camps, people are like put together and they don't have a space where they can go to other towns close by. It depends on the host country. You might not be allowed to go to the bigger towns, you know. So you are concentrated in the camps, and that alone can cause depression and can cause mental illness, because your rights have been infringed. So you may have a trouble understanding and relating to situations and people, let alone we have come to drug abuse, because that's abuse. With a drug substance abuse or alcohol, you can even see it among those who abuse it. And also the website says the major change is in eating habits. Some people might have good appetite and then the next day they are not even eating, or they will not even test any food, maybe for 2 or 3 days. So something serious is going on right there, excuse me. And then that might cause, you know, excessive hunger, hostility or violence. When person become very violent, all of a sudden something is not right there. And if somebody has told you that he or she is thinking about committing suicide, don't keep quiet. Report it to the right channel that can help that person, because this is a serious issue. Sometimes symptoms of mental health disorder appear as physical problems, as physical problems, such as stomach pain, back pain, headache, you know, backache, other unexplained aches and pains. And this is part of it too. So if somebody has been complaining continuously, so this could be a part of it. You know, it's all about making awareness. It's about making, you know, what you can identify from the person who is undergoing some issues. And this is what we need to understand from our view. And when we come back, we will talk about the experiences and where you can go for help. This song is from Ethiopia, sung by Abi Lakeu, Yene Abacha. It's talking about the beauty of it, of our country. Enjoy the music and we'll come back later. That's Abbey Lakel singing about the beauty of a country, Ethiopia. And it's a very good song. Yeah, we've been talking about the mental health. If you have just joined us, you are listening to Resident Radio brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And we have been talking about the mental health issues, and what is it, what does it mean, and how can you identify it, what are the symptoms. And now we can talk about the prevention, but is there any prevention? Can it be prevented? The University of California, LA, says there's no sure way to prevent mental illness. However, if you know anyone or if you have a mental illness, you can have some. You can take some steps to control the stress, to increase your resilience, to boost low self-esteem, may help keep your symptoms under control. So, as a way of reducing it or managing it, pay attention to warning signs, the signs that we already discussed. The signs that somebody withdraws, or you withdraw yourself from the friends or from the activities that you usually do with people. And, you know, having sudden hungers, you know, getting into fights or being very violent, or inability to cope with daily problems or stress, trouble understanding or relating to situations and to people, or extreme mood changes of highs and lows, or excessive fears or worries, or extreme feelings of guilt. So these are some of the signs that can be detected as part of mental illness. Or if you become confused, or you have confused thinking or reduced ability to concentrate, when your concentration has become so low or dropped very low. So this is a part of mental illness. So if you have seen those signs from anyone's, that's a serious development of mental illness. If someone is feeling sad or down all the time, this is not a good sign. And it can be caused, mental illness can be caused by, you know, the signs say inherited traits, environmental exposure before birth, exposure to environmental stress, inflammatory conditions, toxins, alcohol, drugs, while in the womb can sometimes be linked to mental illness. Because even we have some kids who have the same attitude, but we don't even know, but we can blame them, but the thing came from there. And then brain damage, brain chemistry, part of it. So brain damage as a result of a serious injury or traumatic brain injury, such as violent blow to the head. Traumatic experiences, such as military combat or being assaulted. People who come from war zones or front lines, or who have gone through that warlike situations, can have mental health issues. I know a lot of people who have been to the war, to the country, to the wars, and you know they develop those mental issues, and it can happen. So now, part of reducing it or part of preventing it is to pay attention to the warning signs so that you can get the help you might need quickly. Get routine medical care. Don't neglect checkups or skip visits to your health care provider. So if you know anyone in the resettlement community that has developed, that has those behaviors or some sort of signs, please, if you don't know how to help them, call ARCC and you can get in touch with us at our email, or just call us at any time you see somebody, then we can find a way to help you or to help that person. You can call us at 09 846-0110, or you can drop us an email if that is more convenient to you, admin@arcc.org.nz. So whichever way we can get your message and we can get in touch with you immediately and we can help you out. Get help when you need it. You know, don't wait. Mental health conditions can be broader or can be harder even to treat it if you wait until symptoms get worse. Long-term maintenance treatment also may help prevent a relapse of the symptoms. So this is what we have gone through today. And they say anxiety is the cause of all this among the college students. So the survey also found that anxiety is the top presenting concern among college students. So even if you are not a college student and you are a young person, it might get you. It's all about what has overwhelmed you. And it says the statistics here says 41% of the students suffered anxiety, and 3.6% of the students suffer from depression and relationship problems, and 35.8% from the relationship problems and depression, 36.4%, and average 24.5% of clients were taking psychotropic medications. So that's what have happened. We have all sorts of these little things that accumulate and form mental illness. So if you know anyone suffering from unusual silent, you know, outburst of behavior, violence, try to help that person. If you don't know how to help that person, get in touch with ARCC and then we will be able to help you. So this marks the end of our program today, and we will be back again next week, Saturday, same time, 4:45 p.m. It's 1 hour program every Saturday. And one announcement we have in ARCC, we are coming up with a program, open road driving program. We are not just coming up with it, it's already running, but we are taking the second intake. So second intake applications will be available next week. If you are listening and you have somebody or you want to learn how to drive a car and you come from a former refugee background, so please get in touch with ARCC, come and fill out a form, and we will be able to enroll you into the driving program. You can visit us at Building 2, 869 New North Road, Mount Albert, and that's where our office is. If you cannot get it, give us a call at 09-846-0110, or drop us a few lines by emailing us at admin@arcc.org.nz. Whichever way it comes in, we will be able to help you. Spread the word. We are taking new learners now for driving restricted license program. And this is a program you can get enrolled into. You don't pay anything as long as you are doing good with your driving lessons. And if you are a community leader and you want to help people by teaching them how to drive, please get in touch with us. Until next week, bye-bye from the studio. I'm Galwak Shul. I got
Show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5 on Planet FM 104.6
and on the web www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetter radio.